Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis. The Tigers, the number four seed at the SEC tournament. Auburn won't play until Friday. We'll play either LSU, Ole Miss, or Texas A&M. Tigers come off of a great final weekend of play at home to be that number four seed, a above 500 finish in the Southeastern Conference. And all of that is we bring in Auburn head coach Bobby Reynolds. Congratulations on a terrific end to the regular season, coach.
Thank you. Yeah, we couldn't have scripted it any better, especially on senior weekend playing Texas A&M, who was a top 10 team on Friday, and then finishing off with LSU on Sunday. And our guys just came out and really embraced the weekend. We had a great crowd, and we finished off the regular season in, you know, a way that, like I said, I'll take every year.
Finn Murgut named the co-SEC Player of the Week. If you would talk about his play on the weekend, coach.
He's just been an instrumental part of our team from the single side and the double side. Obviously, he's always been one of the best doubles players in the country. And when him and Raul come out and they play aggressive tennis and they, you know, gel and have that aura about them, they're a really, really tough team. Because, again, Raul is able to, crash the net, take over. He's such a big guy. And then you have Finn at the back, absolutely just ripping forehands and trying to set up the point with his forehand. So, you know, we did that in the Texas A&M match. We came out, we kind of made adjustments from when we played them at the kickoff back in January. And we played the aggressive tennis from the beginning and got on top of them. And, you know, then from there, obviously, Finn and Raul on Sunday against LSU. Again, we're right there to be successful. We didn't take advantage of our opportunities, and we gave away the doubles point. But, you know, he came right back and battled at that two spot against LSU to get us on the board and be, I think at that point, 2-1 in the scoreboard. And he was down a break in the second. And like I said, he was just relentless and never stopped fighting and really got off the court in those two sets, which was huge.
What does it mean to be the four seed at the SEC tournament and get that double bye, not play till Friday, coach?
I think it's great for our team right now. Obviously, everything that they've put in on the year speaks for itself, right? And being a four seed in the SEC conference, which is, you know, the toughest conference in the country. But I think even more so than that is just that extra day of rest, being able to go down there, be relaxed right now. You know, we took off yesterday, we took off today, we'll travel this afternoon. And then once we get down to Baton Rouge, you know, tonight and practice tomorrow and Thursday, you know, it's just more of a more intense focus, knowing that, okay, you know, we play Friday, we can wait and see how the draw shapes out and we can, you know, get our legs under us. But yeah, that's a huge not having to play that opening match on Thursday and against a tough team of either LSU or Ole Miss. We all know in sports, right? I mean, hosting the SEC tournament at home gives you even more incentive and more just presence behind you for everything that's gone into it and just playing for that home crowd. So to not have to play them on that Thursday and allow them most likely to be, you know, battle against Texas A&M, it also gives John and I an opportunity to go and watch those matches and kind of see and keep scouting for that Friday match at 6 p.m.
Not only are you playing for an SEC championship now, coach, but you're also playing for seeding at the NCAA tournament coming up. So just if you would look ahead a little bit, how important was the finish to the regular season with regard to seeding at the SEC tournament, and how much more can you improve your seeding at the SEC tournament?
I think the biggest thing, as you said, obviously the seeding, right? We get that extra day off. So now you only have to play three matches instead of four to try and get that SEC conference title. And you know, we told these guys 5 years ago with Finn and Tyler, you know, and the team in the locker room at that point and said, you know what, there are going to be people in this locker room right now who are going to have the chance and the ability to play for an SEC championship. And funny enough, that was at a time when we went winless in the SEC 5 years ago. So just where the program has come is amazing. But we really are. We're at a place where we can win this SEC championship. And we're honestly, we're going in the right direction at the end of the season, as compared to, I think, years past where, you know, we're playing our best tennis leading into the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. And I think that's in part, obviously, to having three seniors on the team that understand the longevity of a season and the ups and downs and, you know, taking its toll at certain points, but obviously peaking at the right time. And that's what everything leads up to, is to try and peak for the conference tournament and the NCAA tournament. And that's where we are right now. You know, I think it's also being able to give them some off days, probably more so than in years past, throughout the season, to allow those, you know, their body to come back, you know, regenerate. And then obviously from more of a mental and emotional standpoint is giving them extra days off so that when they hit the court, whether it's for practice or for matches, they are 100% ready to go.
Coach, wish you all the best. Safe travels. War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Bobby Reynolds on This Week in Auburn Men's Tennis.